as being only lent to us by the Lord for a season, and liable to be summoned to higher service at any moment. I never expect now to come to this place on two succeeding Sundays without hearing that someone or other of our friends has departed. Almost every day this truth is impressed upon me. Some have fallen asleep. In the heathen part of the catacombs of Rome, the inscriptions over the place where their dead were buried are full of grief and despair. Indeed, the writers of those inscriptions do not appear to have been able to find words in which they could express their great distress, their agony of heart at the loss of child or husband or friend. They pile the mournful words together, trying to describe their grief. Sometimes they declare that the light has gone from their sky now that their dear ones are taken from them. "Alas, alas," says the record, "dear Caius has gone, and with him all joy is quenched forever, for I shall see him no more." Paganism is hopeless to comfort the bereaved. But when you come into that part of the catacombs which was devoted to Christian burial vaults, everything is different. There you may constantly read these consoling words, "He sleeps in peace." There is nothing dreadful or despairing in the inscriptions there. They are submissive, they are cheerful, they are even thankful. Frequently they are victorious, and the most common emblem is not the quenched torch, as it is on the heathen side, where the light is supposed to have gone out forever, but the palm branch, to signify that the victory remains eternally with the departed one. It is the glory of the Christian religion to have let light into the grave, to have taken away the sting from death, and in fact to have made it no more death to die. The saints in heaven have a better rest than sleep can give. But sleep is the nearest word we can find to describe the state of the blessed. They have no poverty, no toil, no anguish of spirit, no remorse, no struggling with indwelling sin, no battling with foes without and fears within. They may rest from their labours, for their deeds follow them. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Oh, what a sweet thing to fall asleep, to enjoy perfect calmness, and to be beyond the reach of all influences which make life here to be so sorrowful. Do not regard your departure out of the world as a thing to be surrounded with horror. Do not conjure up hobgoblins, evil spirits, darkness, and terror. The valley of the shadow of death, of which David spoke, I do not think was ever meant to be applied to dying. For it is a valley that he walks through, and he comes out again at the other side. It is not the valley of death, but only of the shadow of death.